Good morning to you.
A little later this morning, maybe even into this afternoon, there will be this Medibank AGM. There's been obviously talk with the current situation with the hackers being called out there, saying that they're not going to release any more information until Friday following the events today. I find it interesting that Medibank don't seem to be caring about their customers. I could be wrong here. More worried about, are they going to give themselves a bit of a pay rise?
Yeah, I think this is fascinating. The hackers were given a clear warning last Friday that by the AFP that we know who you are, we know where you are. They did go silent for a few days, which is fascinating to me. But they came out again on Monday and said, no, we're going to release more data. And, yeah, they mentioned this Wednesday thing. And now we can only assume they mean the AGM. But, you know, I don't think the AGM is going to resolve that they pay a ransom. I think the AGM, as you said, going to talk about, you know, salaries and maybe haul the CEO over the coals for their cybersecurity. But if there is no talk of ransom or anything, then the hacker will release more information on Friday. And I think that will just continue. It's kind of fascinating that this has nowhere to go other than them exposing more and more data, which exposes more and more Australians. But the fact is, if we all just resolve that the data's out there, then we can essentially move on and try and take the fear away from people who are worried about their data being exposed by simply not talking about anyone's private data. Mm. If we keep it that way, it'll be safe for everyone. The most important message right now is don't be scammed. If someone sends you a message saying, you know, pay me a ransom or I'll expose your data, don't pay them. They're not going to expose your data. And you know what? Even if they do, where are they going to put it? And who's going to be affected by that? So try not to have fear if you're a Medibank customer, and hopefully we can all move on. And I think the next move is for the government to do something and start working hard to protect Australians for the longer term.
Now, I had a caller yesterday, Trevor, who came on the program, and he said that his daughter was a Medibank customer. And I said, well, how long has she been off the Medibank? She said 16 to 18 months, but still has all her records. And I thought, well, that's an interesting thing that they've got to keep the records. I can understand if there's a claim or something like that, but she's only made just tiny little claims, but saying that I still got all the information. And the other part that he made, that if they do decide to pay the ransom, they're probably going to release it anyway.
That's right. That's why we don't pay ransoms, is because A, we don't believe that they're going to truly go on their word, and secondly, they've probably already exposed the data. The fact is that that's the biggest concern for me, is the government needs to work on the data retention laws.
Yep.
Why are we retaining data of former customers? Now, the example I will give is in the insurance space is, let's say that person then rejoins Medibank in another 6 months because they didn't like the experience with their new insurer.
Yeah.
And they go, but I want you to respect my previous, you know, policy or whatever. And they go, well, we don't have a record of you anymore because we deleted it under data regulation laws. So
yeah.
How do we handle that? I don't know. But I do think that broadly, data and customer records should be deleted, and should be deleted quickly.
Social media, always a wonderful thing to talk about, especially with you, Trevor. Elon Musk is another interesting person to talk about, but making radical changes, of course, to the world of Twitter. Impersonations on the platform is at an all-time high, except for mine.
You haven't been impersonated yet? Well, maybe that'll come, because anyone can create an account now under anyone's name and get it verified. That blue tick has formally meant that a person or an organisation was valid, and if someone was trying to impersonate them, it was a way of discerning who was the real and who was not. But on the weekend, late last week, they made it possible to pay $12 for that. I've tested this by using an old burner account and creating a new name for that, which was Carl Stefanovic. Found a photo of a bloke called Carl Stefanovic and started tweeting great things about the Today Show and their tech expert, Trevor Long, and paid $12 for the blue tick. Followed a few politicians, they followed me back. Fact is, it was so easy to do, it was ridiculous. And over the weekend, a fake George Bush came out talking about the Iraq war. A fake pharmaceutical company in America talked about making their drugs free, and their stock market price crashed. It's got ramifications that Elon Musk couldn't have predicted, and he's executed this very poorly. So it'll be fascinating to see how the next month or so of Twitter plays out and whether or not he can get things in line over there at Twitter.
What caused this to happen? So he's walked into Twitter and said, we want this to happen. Surely the idea in his mind was okay, but
he thinks fake accounts are bad, so he thought, let's charge people to make their accounts look real. He didn't consider the fact that people would pay to play silly buggers with each other.
Yeah, fair enough. And finally, Trevor, the biggest opening weekend of 2022. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, this is huge. So if you were at a barbecue and you said to your friends, in entertainment circles, what do you think the biggest opening weekend is in terms of money? They might say Top Gun Maverick, or they might say Doctor Strange. Two huge movies, big blockbusters this year. But put those two movies takings together, and they are surpassed by Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, which had an $800 million opening weekend. So biggest opening weekend ever for a Call of Duty game, and bigger than any movie this year. And it always is. That's what people don't realise. Gaming is huge, and the money in it is phenomenal.
Well, looks like I might have to take it. No, I won't take a second job, because I don't mind gaming at the moment, but my internet is just a little bit slower than dial-up at the moment, so I don't think I'm going to be playing a lot of games. But you can, of course, read more on Trevor's website. Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM.com, that website, EFTM.com. Really do appreciate your time, as always.
Cheers, mate. Talk to you next week.
That you will. It's 1332 4BU.